It's the Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis. Some teachers like to job share, but common sense bipartisan legislation to allow it to happen in our state appears dead. Senator Mike Patton's bill in the legislature would let school districts split benefits of the job sharing teachers.
Last year, the legislature, over the objections of myself and many other members, passed a bill that took away the power of individual school districts to contract out, use private brokers to purchase health care insurance. And as a result, they lowered the number of hours before somebody had full-time benefits and turned it over to a state-run system. What that meant was, on job sharing, that is two teachers working together, maybe half-time, maybe one in the morning, one in the afternoon, or one 2.5 days a week, the other 2.5, however they work it out, to be able to team teach one classroom, which had been a very successful model. In fact, I had sponsored legislation in the late 80s when I was in the House on that. The districts had a financial incentive not to have job sharing because it would cost $12,000 more a year in benefits for the job sharing group than if there was one person. So the West Valley School District in my area went from, I believe they had 7 or 8 job sharing pairs, down to 1, and that was a long-term one with 15 years of experience job sharing, who the district was very, very pleased with, and they absorbed that extra $12,000. Those two teachers testified in favor of Senate Bill 6296.
As long-term participants in a job share position, we have experienced the benefits of job sharing and firmly believe that the opportunity to teach with a peer has made us better teachers for every student. Participating in a job share has allowed us to spend precious time with our own children without having to surrender the career that we feel called to do.
And our support for job sharing extends far beyond the benefits to our own families. Although Kelly's children are still young, my oldest son is in college and my daughters are sophomores in high school. The years of volunteering in their classrooms and walking them to and from school, sadly, are long over. However, I have continued in my job share position simply because I believe that job sharing makes me better. Sharing my classroom with a peer means that I have a built-in professional learning community. I have this unique opportunity to constantly reflect on my practice with another professional who knows and loves each of the learners that walk into the classroom every day. This mutual reflection allows us to challenge our practice as we think through what is working and what is not working for students. Having the benefit of multiple perspectives also helps to ensure that our beliefs are reflected in our practices because we are constantly articulating both to one another. In its essence, our job share gifts our students with the opportunity to have two people cheering them on, two people believing them, and two people challenging each other to show up every day with their best, because they both feel passionately about what they do. Job sharing positions like ours are valuable and necessary. Districts need support to continue them. Senate Bill 6296 could be this support. By removing the current requirement that districts pay the full cost of health care benefits for both teachers in job share positions, job sharing can once again be an affordable and feasible option for school districts across Washington state.
The system, which took away the ability for the school districts to have a private broker purchase health care insurance, had a whole bunch of other things that cost the district more money. So, for example, if a teacher had a spouse that was already covered her, say, or covered him, they still had to get insurance, so in fact they had double. And it just was crazy because it cost the districts more in all sorts of ways. And yet, you know, the legislature had given a lot more money on the state side and raised the state property tax to do that, but then put a cap on the local levies. And yet some of the school districts said, well, we don't have enough money, we're hurting. Well, it's things like this that drove the cost up that the legislature did. So yeah, this is a common sense thing. And not only is it, I think, good for the students, but the teachers have a fellow teacher where they can bounce ideas off. They have a collaborative approach to teaching. It has the extra benefit to society for some, especially young moms who want to be home part-time with their children and be able to bond with their own children a little more than if the children are in daycare or some other arrangement. So it had all sorts of benefits. The school districts liked it. The teachers liked it. The students liked it. And I think it was very good for society. Yet here we have a bill, and this was a bipartisan bill. I had the chair of the Education Committee, myself, probably almost equal number of Democrats and Republicans, and yet it wasn't happening. The only group that was against it was the teachers' union, and they felt that, well, they just should appropriate more money to cover all these additional benefits for every job-sharing group. Well, that's very difficult for the school districts to do. The superintendents were for this unanimously, all the ones I talked to. I mean, really, it should be spread out more than that, not only job sharing, but there's coaches, there's long-term substitutes. Say a teacher is on maternity leave or is pregnant and wants a long-term substitute. Well, you can't do that without it costing the district more, so they'll get a number of part-time substitutes rather than have that permanency and students have the connection with the teacher that you want.
Well, it looks dead for now. Patton does hope the legislation can still be revived. Find us online at src.wastateledge.org. Follow us on YouTube and Twitter at WashingtonSRC and on Facebook at Washington Republican Senate Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis. This is The Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus.